10th Perek of Bavakama, 10th Mishnah, Mulchin Shakoivis Moitzarei Shaloi. A person who's a laundromat, so little pieces of fibers that come out of the wool, as he's washing them, he's allowed to keep for himself. The assumption is that the Baal is not makpid to take it back. But somebody who combs wool, then the wool that's pulled out of the tuft of wool, that goes back to the Baal Habayis, because that's assumed that he's can get all his wool back after it's combed out. Yes, again, harem shel Baal Habayis. A person who's laundering other people's clothing, he's entitled to take three strands of the cloth, which is on the border of the cloth. If it's more than that, then he gives it to the Baal Habayis, because it's up to a certain amount the Baal Habayis is mevate, gives over to him. If it was a black thread on a white garment, then that's understandable that it's supposed to be removed and he's allowed to keep it for himself. A tailor who left a piece of chut in of thread in the garment. So if it's enough, long enough to sew with, and the size is twice as long as the needle. Also a woven piece of garment which is a size of 3x3, it's a finger breadths, and already we say the Baal Habayis wants it back. A carpenter, a little splinters, a little sawdust that comes out as he's smoothing off the boards that are given to him, he can keep for himself. But the one that he chops off with some type of axe, which are larger chunks of wood, that he has to give back to the Baal Habayis. The bottom line is, the smaller things we assume the Baal Habayis says let the craftsman keep, but the larger pieces that are chopped off or removed from a garment, we assume the Baal Habayis wants it back. If he's working in the house, the Baal Habayis, and everything, even the sawdust that comes out of it, belongs to the Baal Habayis. We have just finished the Masechet Bava Kamma.